Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Lairs, and today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for the Oregon Ducks. So if you enjoy this video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. And also, please check out our podcast, the Anywhere Podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. So let's talk about these Oregon Ducks, how they did this past year in 2020, how they're going to do in 2022, the strengths, the weaknesses, and the schedule. So in 2021, they had a decent record, 10-4, won the Pac-12 North, but they did lose in the Pac-12 championship game against Utah by a score of 30-10. They did lose in the Alamo Bowl as well, 32-47. So bit of a down year for Oregon this last year. But coming into 2022, brand new head coach Mario Cristobal is gone, went to Miami. And now you're having Dan Lanning coming over from Georgia, and we'll see how he can do. It's going to be very interesting. I'm excited to see how Coach Lanning will be, and I'm excited to see how this defense is going to look around him. So let's talk about this team, the quarterbacks, right? You lost Anthony Brown. You're hoping for some guys who are going to come and step things up. You're returning two good guys from last year. You got Ty Thompson. And you also have Bo Nix at quarterback, who was, you know, former Auburn Tiger. So Kenny Dillingham, the brand new offense coordinator, is going to have a lot to work with, who he's going to pick here with Thompson or Nix as the starter going forward. It's going to be fun to see how these guys are going to do during spring practice and who will come out on top at number one. The backfield is going to look a little bit different as well. You lost C.J. Verdell and Travis Dye. Like I said, Verdell, he declared for the draft and then ended up and then died, transferred to USC. So now you got Byron Cardwell and Sean Dollars back there to pick up some of those carries. Also, Noah Winningham and Marquise Irving are coming over as transfers in that running back room as well. First of all, quick backs. It's going to be interesting seeing how they can do, though, since Verdell and Dye were there for a multitude of years and had a good amount of production. Looking at the offensive line, pretty much everyone is coming back for the most part, right? It's looking pretty good. Alex Forsythe is going to try and play another full season, had some back problems, limited him in 21. We've also got some guys like TJ Bass, Malusa. I'm not going to try and pronounce the last name, but he's come back. And you have some other guys, too. The receiving corps is going to look solid. You got Troy Franklin doing some work out there. Chris Hudson out the slot. Terrence Ferguson, as well as the deep tight end group. Looking good there. So I think Dillingham's going to have a fun way with that offensive core. And on defense, we all know who they lost. On the defensive end, you lost Kayvon Thibodeau. You know, that's a tough one. But you have guys like Brandon Dorlus, Popo Amuve, Keon Ware-Hudson, all trying to step things up this upcoming year. Also, you're having some guys, right? Noah Sewell has a chance to be one of the top linebackers in the country, I think. Also have some other guys there with Justin Flo, Brandon Swenson, DJ Johnson, Masefuna. They're all guys who are solid on the edge who are going to try and step things up for that defense in Oregon in 2022. In the backfield, though, you're going to have to reload. You lost some guys. Vaughn McKinley III, he's out there. He's gone. They scored a good guy in the transfer portal. They got Christian Gonzalez from Colorado. Dante Manning could be the other starter at corner potentially, but he did have a minor knee injury this past spring. So hopefully he'll be fine. And I think that all of those guys, the corners might take a little bit of a step down potentially, but it's going to be interesting. But the safety is going to look good, though. Bennett Williams was a great safety last year, but he did have a season-ending injury in 21 to hurt that defense even more. But I think that him coming back fully healthy is going to help him out. You also have guys like Jamal Hill back there with him. I also have guys like Brian Addison and Tre'Quezy Bridges in the safety slot as well, helping out your backfield. So I think they'll be fine. Offense will look pretty good. Like I said, you lost a few guys on both ends of the ball, but with that offensive line pretty much all the way intact, you lost your running backs, brand new quarterbacks. The wide receivers should look pretty solid. The defenses, it remains to be seen. But just a final look at it, you know, it's a brand new head coach, a very defensive-minded. So we'll see how Coach Lanning can get this team rolling. Looking at their schedule, though, week one is against the Georgia Bulldogs. That's a tough get, right? National champions defending, and Lanning gets to face his old foes, or his old team. They got Eastern Washington, BYU, Washington State, Stanford, Arizona, UCLA, California, Colorado, Washington, Utah, Oregon State, and then if they make it there, Pac-12 championship game is in December. So I think it's going to be a good season for Oregon. I think they're going to improve on last year's record, even though they have lost some guys. I think that they have the talent to do so. I think Coach Lanning's going to have a good season to kick things off under his head coaching career for Oregon. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. But please, we'd love to know, what do you think about Oregon? What about their players, their new head coach? Is it going to work out for them? Are some of these subtractions from last year's team really going to hurt them, the Kayvon Thibodeaux of the world? Or can these new guys come in and step up in absence of all that? But we'd love to hear your comments. Like I said, we go live every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of our shows on Instagram at 100 Yards Football. We have a brand new LinkedIn page as well, so go over there and connect with us professionally. And, of course, our podcast, as always, check us out. Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, you name it. You can find us each and every single week on this amazing platform. I've been your host today, Logan Lairs, talking about the Oregon Ducks 2022 team preview. Until next time, be safe, and we will talk to you again on another live episode. See you then.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.